You're lucky. I won't talk long because I don't want to scare you. This is scaring me, my voice. Things you never hear. I'm not going to go to any more bars. I can drink at home. I'm not going to go to any more dances. I can dance at home. I'm not going to go to any more concerts. I can listen to music at home. Things you hear all the time. I don't go to church. I can pray at home. How often do you hear that? Church in Greek is ekklesia, a gathering. The old jokes people used to say is, hey, you guys have a great church. I go, yes, and the building is okay too. Because we're the church. When the school goes on a school trip, the building doesn't go. The children and the teachers go. So we as people of God have a social aspect to religion. The only other thought I want to share with you today, aside from that, is this. Jesus will not save you. God will not save you. No one will save you without you. The salvation proposed by Jesus is a proposition. Take up your cross and follow me. Love your God. Love your neighbor as yourself. These are all instructions that salvation is possible through Jesus. It is open through Jesus. But you can say no. You can say, I don't want to be saved. You can choose to reject salvation. That's why some people think religion is automatic. There's an old guy in the 1950s when the first cars were coming out where you could have a sleeping in the back. And he said, what kind of transmission you got? Automatic. So he put the car in automatic, went in the back to make coffee. It wasn't an accident. And he said, I thought the transmission was automatic. People think religion is like that. They want to pick up their feet, fold their arms, and says, God, do the work. God isn't our slave. His salvation does not minimize our humanity. It maximizes our humanity. Use your mind, use your body, use your soul. Sing to him, gather in a community, because salvation is never just about you. Salvation happens within a people, within a community. It's very difficult to call God Father and then to say, you know what? I want nothing to do with his kids. I'm never going to go to any bar again because I could drink at home. But it's not the same as having a conversation, enjoying people's company where everyone knows your name. And the same thing in church, the social aspect of being part of a community that believes in the Savior, that works out its salvation every day, that falls, that struggles and stands up again, that is courageous. It's not just about self-help, but it's cooperating with God's grace. You want to be a great human being, wake yourself up, see what the proposition of Jesus is, and then work hard to become a better human being and to save yourself and all the people that you love. Slava Iisusu Hristu.